two, three, four. A fire with the showman's passion. Father starts to grin and wink. Joe Kane looks at the man confronting him, not sure what to think. The egg wouldn't stand when Father bade it, but he tries to keep the disconcertion to himself. And he pulls down the poultry monstrosities in their bottles from off their sacred shelf. How'd you like to have seven legs and two heads like this fellow? Come my father's slightly crazy words. Joe Kane's made a little ill by the sight of the floating bodies of deformed bottle birds. He gets up to leave. Father gets a little angry, but forces another cheerful showman smile. Comes round the counter with a free cigar and a coffee to entice the visitor to stay a little while. Growing late, time's running out. The scores are moving toward their final tally. Father heats an egg in a pan of vinegar for his big grand finale. The heated egg shell has a little flex, allowing it to pass through the bottlenecks. You can take the bottle egg everywhere you go. Keep people guessing. Don't let them know. Just when everything is about to click, yeah, the egg is ready to consummate the trick. Just then the delayed train comes rolling down the track, and Joe Kane heads for the door, not looking back. Father, desperate, forces one last gaffe. The egg breaks and Joe Kane turns around to laugh. Anger as father begins to shout. My father dances round, a string of nonsense comes out. He grabs another egg, throws it at Joe Kane, and it just misses his head and he escapes out toward the train. Simple facts of the case, and I guess that I should know. This was the final triumph of the egg. This was my father's final show.